Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today as we meet on the radio coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around this world on this God Is podcast. And a special welcome to you if you are joining us for the first time. Perhaps you have just found the God Is podcast and started downloading to listen to this. Or maybe you are in Arizona, Nebraska, or Iowa, three great states in the heart of America, and you're listening to God Is on KGMS or KLNG. It's wonderful that we can learn from Jesus Christ, our master teacher, together with one another, each weekday at this time and on this station. Please invite others to listen along with you. And we come now to Friday and the end of the work week, even though in the times in which we live, many people are working from home. That used to be somewhat of a joke. Oh, working from home, are you? One colleague might say to another when he or she did not come into the office. But these days, at least over here in Massachusetts, people have no choice but to get their work done at home because we have been restricted from going to the office with the coronavirus still lurking. I suppose there is some good and some bad in working at home. But I hope that if you're out of the car and out of your usual routine, that you will still tune in for God Is. Indeed, He is, and we want to know Him above everyone else. And so, as we begin, I have a question for you. Would you rather have Jesus than all this world has to offer you? I mean, if it came down to it, and you had to choose Jesus or worldly fame, wealth, success, power, prestige, and position, which would you choose and why? I ask this because the question fits what we are talking about when we left off yesterday. Let me remind you of what was said. That was just 24 hours ago, but we forget a lot in those hours. Right now in the Beatitude of Jesus, we're in Matthew 5, verse 10, and focused on this promise to those Christians who are persecuted. Jesus gives this promise, "For theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And we are going to go deeper by talking about what the Lord means by kingdom. That word kingdom is in verse 10 that I just read for us. Jesus says, "Theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And I am with the Bible commentators that stress three dimensions to the promise of the kingdom. First, the kingdom has a present world dimension to it. Second, the kingdom has a future world dimension to it. And third, the kingdom has an eternal world dimension to it. Present, future, eternal. By dimension, I mean an aspect or a feature. And I believe the promise of Jesus for the kingdom of heaven applies to Christians here and now, in this present world. And here's what I mean by that. Jesus Christ rewards believers facing persecution for the sake of righteousness now. However, follow me closely here, this reward does not take the form of worldly prizes. So we are not speaking here of Jesus blessing us with health, money, homes, power, and a problem-free life. No. What I mean by the reward of the kingdom for this present world is this. The reward of Christ's presence in us and with us as we are persecuted. In this present world where we live and move and have our being right now, today, tonight, the reward of Christ's presence is in persecuted Christians and with persecuted Christians. Christ Jesus Himself is the reward. When you are being insulted for the sake of Christ, when you are being falsely accused of things for the sake of Christ, it is very reassuring to know that Jesus is in you and Jesus is with you, right here, right now. He is our present reward. Let me give you scriptural evidence for the presence of Christ with us as persecuted Christian people. And I'm going to start in the Psalms, at Psalm chapter 46 and verse 1. Listen to Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the triune God, is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in trouble. And persecution brings us trouble. It is like the enemies of our Lord surround us on all sides. They come against us because of their hatred for Jesus, and yet we are not alone. Rather, we run right into God Himself. He is our refuge from persecution. He is our strength amidst the insults and the slander. I love this. A very present help in trouble. Don't you love that reality? You may not be dealing with persecution today, but at some point in your followership of our Lord, you will. And when you do, remember, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. I trust this scripture will be an encouragement to you right now and in your future. Psalm 46:1. As we continue, I'm passing along to you some scriptures as evidence for the presence of Christ with us as persecuted Christian people. And the next one is Matthew 28 at the end of verse 20. This is Jesus speaking in Matthew 28, verse 20b. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. This is true and pure comfort for Christians under persecution. Jesus is with us. He said, so, do you believe him? I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Let that sink into your mind and heart, and let that be a strong defense for your life. Wherever you are at present, as a genuine Christian, Christ is with you, and he will always be with you. At the same time, he's here with me. At the same time, he is present to all of his people all around the world. I know many of you who hear this broadcast and podcast are lonely. You live alone. You may be elderly, and most of your friends and family, your spouse, have already died. Well, I have an important reminder for you on this Friday. Jesus is with you always, even to the end of the age. When under the physical and verbal assault of persecution, it is easy to feel very alone. When you stick out like a sore thumb at home, at work, in school, even sometimes at church, because of your witness for Christ, you and I can be so deeply rejected by others that we feel the pain of isolation. Let me use this opportunity to remind you how the Greek language defines this word, persecution. In Greek, this word means to pursue, to aggressively chase, like a hunter pursuing a prized wild animal. It means to zealously persecute, to hunt down, to harass, and even to apprehend as a policeman would arrest someone. We can think of it as unjust treatment. Well, that kind of unjust treatment is definitely going to hurt. But you and I must remember that when we are being chased, hunted down and harassed because we live our lives like Christ lived his life. Behold, Jesus is in us and Jesus is with us. And let me give you one more scripture that proves this. I'm thinking of John chapter 14, verse 17. Here our Lord promises us that the Holy Spirit of the living God is going to take up residence in the lives of all Christ's disciples. Jesus tells us the truth about the Holy Spirit. Listen to John 14, verse 17. That is the Spirit of truth. You know him because he abides with you and will be in you. I quote Jesus again. That is the Spirit of truth. You know him because he abides with you and will be in you. Jesus lives in us by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is with us, and Jesus is in us. He is our reward now. We are looking at the promise Jesus gives the persecuted believer in his beatitude in Matthew 5, verse 10. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That word kingdom speaks of three dimensions. First, the kingdom has a present world dimension to it. And Jesus Christ rewards believers facing persecution for the sake of righteousness, now. and he rewards us with his presence in us and with us. This is my first point on the kingdom. It is a present reward. This present reward is in the person of Christ. This present reward is in the person of Christ. And so let me ask again, would you rather have Jesus than all this world has to offer you? If we are persecuted, it means that we have chosen Christ as our reward over worldly prizes. And this results in rejection of us in this society in the same way Christ was rejected in his society. But when we choose Christ, what we get in return is so much better. We are immediately rewarded here and now with the indwelling presence of the very Son of God, the Messiah, Emmanuel, meaning God with us, the Savior, Master, and Lord of our lives. We have Jesus. This reminds me of this beautiful song, I'd Rather Have Jesus. It was sung best by George Beverly Shea, and the words go like this. Maybe you know it. If so, sing it. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hands than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus. Would you? When we choose Christ, we face persecution. But when we face persecution, Christ is our reward. He is in us, and he is with us. Amen. Do plan to be here again on Monday. We're going to focus on the second dimension to this kingdom Jesus speaks of, his reward for the persecuted. Jesus will be with you until we meet again on Monday, for God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.